As a token of their goodwill, a team of Earth scientists had been taken on a space tour of some of the 12 planets in the Confederation. But the warlike attack on their base ended all that. Will they ever trust us again? Q bases are still here and will probably remain until then. There are many of these Q bases all over the world, all keeping a very low profile. Q base members come from all walks of life and most are very discreet about their allegiance to the Confederation. Although there is no liaison between these groups, they form allegiance network over the planet. One day they may be of service to their fellow men in an hour of need. The H bases, ham bases, are radio amateurs who do their share of keeping communications going. The next radio transmission came through over the radio set without warning, direct to Q base on Novumsoft-25th-1975. It was Valda who called from the great carrier, and after the usual greetings and good wishes, he had this to say. I realize that this is an unexpected transmission, but we happen to be in this vicinity and it seemed an ideal opportunity to contact you. We are at present 520 kilometers above you. This is correspond to the width of a little finger in the scale of a 30 centimeters globe. All is well on the carrier and we are enjoying our patrol over this part of Earth. We have left the moon to make some observations while orbiting your planet. During this period we shall launch 3 craft to make low-level surveys. One of the reasons for making this contact with you this evening is to speak of a few matters. My good friends, we have noticed something strange on one of the moons of Mars. There, near the moon you call Phobos, we discovered a number of alien craft, probably of the same kind that have recently stepped up their visits to your polar regions. We have succeeded in contacting one of these alien craft, from whom we learned some interesting facts. It seems they have been active over Earth for a great length of time. They are indeed well organized. They have a vast organization on your planet. Their headquarters are in South America, from where they conduct operations over every country. They have an F-Soft-Isent communication network linking all their opera-soft-tions. They are very well informed on every subject, and all your developments are meticulously, Neuaktig, reported. Aboard this craft we found some interesting documents. You will be surprised to hear that every Q base has been listed and the number of members of each Q and a base are recorded, with identifications of each member. We have also learned that a close watch was kept on each base for many years. Members' activities, habits and even their friends who visited their homes, have been recorded. On Phobos we also found a well-established stopover point which they used before continuing onto Earth. The terrain of Phobos proved to be difficult and it was not easy to find the hidden base. The coded messages have also been intercepted by us. The septo be sent from Phobos to Earth, possibly instructions from these aliens to those under their control. We have at the moment a Drexulan woman commander on board who specializes in decoding secret codes. It is not an easy task, for it is in a strange language. Surprisingly, these aliens can speak the universal language and can understand us very well. So far, we have recorded many of these messages and we hope soon to learn what they contain. It is without doubt that these aliens have been established on Earth for thousands of years. They have infiltrated your Earth society at all levels. Take heed, you must be careful. It is best not to take in new members in your groups. Be wary of new soft-comers who may suddenly become very interested. So far they have not directly interfered with any of ECK bases. But they have kept them under close observation. There is a possibility though that they may change their passive attitude. Therefore, do take care. These aliens call themselves Crucians. We believe that they are interested in Earth's mineral wealth. In the past they have been able to steal from regions there. It would be wise therefore to tread very cautiously. All our bases on Earth are important to us and that includes you, my friends at K-Base. In the meantime, we ourselves are being shadowed. We are aware of. Soon we hope to have the key to their code. With Colin's help, we will have the answer to many probs. And now my friends at Q-Base, This is Voldar ending this radio transmission. We must continue our patrol. So from the personnel, our visitor Colin and myself, we bid you all a sincere farewell. While F transmitter was still on, we overheard someone giving the departure instructions. Viso, viso lendo cator. Lendo cator. There were sounds of a bell ringing in the background. Lendo cator. Again the bell rang, but for a longer period. Then followed a surge of sound like a wave, cutting off this radio transmission and our contact with Voldar. Publishers comment Wendell Stevens, history sounds incredibly and reads like a science fiction fantasy. It will certainly be written off as such by most readers having little actual contact with the realities of such things. Maybe that is part of the inherent safety in the revelation of phenomena of this nature. And maybe it would be better if this story were disclaimed and published as a science fiction novel in the first place. That, however, is not the case. The contactee is real. All the witnesses are real, semicolon, the locale and the situation described is real, the radio receiver is real and the messages are real and were received in the phenomenal way described in full view of dozens of different witnesses. Information Rexoft-vd, beyond the knowledge of all present, was tested and found to be real. The peculiar and unorthodox Kofun soft hyphen actions in the radio circuitry are real. And its opera soft hyphen shown by the extraterrestrials has been observed. For one who has personally investigated such cases, however, Anto has already encountered some of the unique phenomena described here, and sometimes repeated soft hyphenly, there is a different perspective. There is an abundance of evidence leading to the inescapable conclusion that there are UFOs and extraterrestrial visitors, and in fact many of them. And they do come here and set up more or less extended operations, some lasting on timescales we cannot even imagine. We may choose to scoff, Han, at the Q bases and the A bases mentioned in this report, but that does not negate their existence, nor any of the other extraterrestrial bases in our oceans, in our dense jungles, in our ice soft hyphen caps and in remote and inaccessible mountains. We are specifically aware, at the present time, of 3 undersea, 5 dense jungle, 1 ice cap and 3 mountain bases, all man soft hyphen ed and operated by teams of from 3 to 60 alien personnel at each base, and these are all operated by different extraterrestrial visitors. The concept of adversary visitors is not so strange when we consider the number of different extraterrestrial soft hyphen alls here, all on different business of their own. Observe soft hyphen ving and studying one small planet. Why this one? Are all planets studied like this? What is of interest on this little ball of mud? For one thing, it is a uniquely beautiful planet. It is fertile and has an exceptional variety of life, of living forms and species. It uniquely has 5 different race types on this one little planet, all competing in evolution. If we are to believe the extraterrestrials in contact with us, this is a rare exception. We are a collectivist civilization temporarily out of balance with itself, or deranged. Our technological evolution has outrun our spiritual evolution and we have produced technical marvels. We lack the spiritual maturity to con soft hyphen. We have reached a crisis stage. A reawakening of spirit might save us. Or our runaway technology might continue out of control and eliminate our entire evolute soft hyphen iron and bring the aberration to an end. Perhaps we have become an interesting laboratory experiment for Othis to observe. Maybe that is why there is so little contact. One does not tamper with the experiment under observation. Now we've tried Scribe East Isatokan and a base and the withdrawal of the extraterrestrials from our vicinity. That is only new in the contact case. The extraterrestrials have been attacked before and have with soft hyphen drawn before. In an unpublished manuscript on UFO con soft hyphen tacts from the direction of Ryan, another extensive ongoing UFO contact case involving many of the phenomena described in this South African case, the extraterrestrials from a planet there said they had 80,000 members here at one time and have withdrawn most of them before the atomic war breaks out because that is not in the destiny they have prepared for themselves. What does that tell us? The extraterrestrials from the planet Umma contacting representatives all over the world, a case popularly ridiculed by the many who have undertaken no investigation of their own, say that they have withdrawn must after representative Assange close each bases here. The Karens refuse to open bases here now for the same reason. No, this is only absurd if the UFO phenomenon is still in the woo-woo stage for you. If you have done any thinking or undertaken any serious study of this phenomenon, you realize how much more there is to do, and this is going to be an important part of it. What if you discover for yourself, tomorrow, that this is true? And believe me, there are many other truths to be discovered also. Chapter 18, Human Conditioning. Human as a spiritual being, history has a few examples of how people can be so thoroughly conditioned that alien or contradictory ideas may be malfunction in their minds. They are just within the framework of what they are allowed to think by a select group who control their mental environment, education and politics. To what extent is mental conditioning used by other planets? Is it possible that mankind on Earth could be conditioned by any extraterrestrial civilization against their wishes? Is there anything one can do to resist this type of mental meddling? We asked Volda about conditioning during a transmission. He said that initially we were tested to see whether we had accepted the Confederation way of life. Only then, he continued, various methods of conditioning are used. This is done mainly during thought-transmissions. We describe our planets to you, our way of life, and we answer your questions. Your subconscious minds are conditioned by us to store certain impressions gained during these transmissions. These are of great importance later on. We continue to condition you mentally, so you will accept more of what we give you. This is a long process-neurand is still in operation at the moment. We will continue until we are satisfied. This type of condition softening is done mainly at night, during the hours of sleep. While sleeping, everyone transmits a signal. This is normal and happens to everyone. We have instruments to tune into your particular signal, your personal frex ANSI. Voldar continued, you know that you all have a forward or conscious mind. You also have a mind that lies dormant, which we call the back mind or the subconscious. This back mind accumulates a great deal of knowledge and a great variety of impressions stored there. A brain is like a computer. It may reach a stage where it will not accept any more. Then it refuses to receive new impressions, and this mainly applies to one's subconscious mind. Then it becomes necessary to unburden this subconscious mind. This is to prepare you for all the new information you will acquire. We have a method of conditioning by which we rid your subconscious mind of much that has been impressed upon it, making way for new conditioning. This has been carefully programmed for each one individually, to suit your mission and type of work. All data and information is placed there. This continues stage by stage, depending on how you accept it. It all depends on you. We can tell what you have recorded of the informer shin we have placed there and what you have received during the various transmissions via the thought chan hyphen. Then comes a very important stage, the most important of all, and you are going through this stage at the moment. This is the stage in the program where you must accept a new way of life. I have already mentioned how strange things are beyond your solar system. All this has been placed in your mind, and it is done to alert your subconscious to be prepared.